September is Emergency Preparedness Month. Officials across the country have spent the last couple of weeks raising awareness about being ready for disasters and emergencies that could happen at any time. Leaders in New Jersey have added a new element to consider, climate change, which is causing more extreme weather events to happen. State Police Superintendent Colonel Pat Callahan is director of the New Jersey Office of Emergency Management. Colonel, thanks for joining us. And I have to say, this grabbed my attention because you have the Environmental Protection Commissioner and the state police leader coming out together saying we have to be extra prepared now more than ever. How do you look at climate change from the emergency side of things as we enter peak hurricane season?
It's, again, if you just look not only in New Jersey, but around the country and certainly the globe, I think it's our storms are becoming more frequent and they're becoming more intense. The ocean temps alone, I think, reached 100 degrees, and warm ocean water is really what gives us a great concern, especially during the upcoming months of hurricane season.
I would imagine with climate change, your job as an emergency manager has become a lot more challenging compared to your early days as a lawman, which goes back about three decades.
Yeah, I look at that storm that came through my county up in Warren County in July. That was a devastating storm that my own town, Franklin Township, was just underwater in sections of a state highway. And what happened, Route 46 at that Delaware water gap, and bridges swept away. There's people that lived there 90 plus years and said, I've never seen this before, Colonel. And it's like we say it often, we keep seeing the same movie. And we need to take those steps to the extent possible that we can. And our partnerships at the federal, state, county, and local levels is really all about that. And that's why this month being National Preparedness Month, it's really just to keep it to the front of people's minds. You know, it's days like today on these blue sky days that we prepare, knowing that those storms are going to come. And then we're all the better for it, to work through it when they hit us.
You said in the press release, hurricane preparedness isn't just a choice, it's our responsibility. I want to look at it from two aspects. Obviously, from the emergency manager or first responder aspect. Well, let's start there, and then we could go into the public's aspect.
Yeah, I mean, we don't wait for June 1st, Kenny, to prepare. We have exercises throughout the year. I'm probably on the phone with the FEMA Region 2 administrator every other day about what's happening, not only here, you know, whether that's storms down in the Caribbean right now. We're watching, but it's probably going to become late because of the potential for our troopers in urban search and rescue to be deployed to those areas. We recently had our urban search and rescue come back from Florida. We might be sending DNA technicians to Hawaii in the wake of that devastating fire in Lahaina. So it's beyond, you know, I always tell the troopers, just because we have NJ on our sleeves, we are a nationally recognized team that's ready to go for all hazards, whether it's man-made, whether it's a natural disaster. So that preparedness is what helps you mitigate when you have a devastating storm. You obviously want the public to be ready. You want the public to be safe and take a lot of that responsibility on and be prepared, because they come generally pretty quick, you know, and there's not a whole lot of time usually to prepare, but a few simple steps to prepare could mean the difference between, you know, loss of life and certainly loss of loved ones.
I think that's a good transition. What does being actively prepared look like for me and my neighbors?
Yeah, I think there's a few simple things. Have a go bag ready to go with important papers, with medications. Doesn't have to be suitcases of things, but just anticipating maybe power is going to be out, maybe you're going to be asked to be evacuated. Certainly have a plan for your pets. All 21 of our counties have a county animal response team, because I've seen it in the disasters I've been a part of. People won't leave their home if they can't take their pets with them. So have a plan, whether that's taking the pets with them, whether that's having a shelter from the county animal response teams. Communications plans with your loved ones, places to meet up, make sure your car is full of gas. Really, pretty common sense, simple things.
Can we also apply these tips for winter, for say when a blizzard happens?
It's very similar. I hear myself even talking to you, and I think of myself at the press conference and ahead of a large winter storm. It's phone charged, car full of gas, check on your neighbors. Don't run your generator inside a home because of the fumes and the carbon monoxide that'll create. Very similar, and that's why we take in New Jersey an all-hazards approach. Whether it's a snowstorm, whether it's a tornado, whether it's a fire, whether it's God forbid, a terrorist attack. You know, you fill in the blank with the crisis, and the preparedness, the response, and the recovery steps are generally pretty similar.
Colonel Pat Callahan is New Jersey State Police Superintendent, who is also director of the state's Office of Emergency Management. Thanks for making time for me.
Thank you, Kenny. I appreciate you wanting to help us just continue echoing this message.
You can find more tips to be prepared in an emergency at ready.nj.gov.